Stretch Code. You may also know me as Sven Gulli, and you're listening to the Big Scary News. Isn't most news these days scary?
Hello, boys and girls. This is the Big Scary News with your host, Drew Badger, bringing you all the latest up-to-the-minute news and goings-on in the haunt, horror, and Halloween industry. In addition, we have an interview you won't find anywhere else. The Big Scary News is very proudly brought to you by our title sponsor, Froggy's Fog, makers of the finest fog, smoke, snow, and scents. Visit them at froggiesfog.com. And now, boys and girls, don't be scared, because it's time for the Big Scary News.
What do you say we see what's shaking in the outer limits? Now, it may get a little hairy once in a while, but don't let it flip you out.
Hello, everyone. This is Drew Badger, and this is the Big Scary News for episode 251. Now, we're going to start off with this news from Scurryface and Fear Expo coming to Owensboro, Kentucky. We are proud to announce that Scurryface is now an official sponsor of Fear Expo. Catch amazing vendors, classes, seminars, and wonderful opportunities to network throughout the event weekend. Also, we can't fail to mention their official haunt tour that will be going down. We are proud to be a part of this event as it continues to grow and offer equal opportunities for everyone across the board. Happening March 24th through the 26th, get more info at scurryface.com or fearexpolive.com. We have this from the Haunted Forest at Panic Point in Youngsville, North Carolina. The spring equinox and daylight savings usually conjure thoughts of sunshine, the emergence of tender flowers, and earthly renewal. We're all for things coming out of the ground. We just prefer those things to be decaying and or dead. Bring on the chills, uneasiness, and fright. It's the 6th annual Panic Point on St. Pat's on Friday, March 17th. The Haunted Forest, Dark Trail, and Howling Hayride will be open with an Irish flair. This is your last chance to visit North Carolina's fan-favorite haunted attraction until this fall. So don't miss out. Get more information and tickets at RaleighHauntedHouse.com. We have this update from Monster Mania coming to Cherry Hill, New Jersey. We are very excited to announce that horror film icon Adrian Barbeau will be returning to Monster Mania Con the weekend of March 10th through the 12th in Cherry Hill, New Jersey. Adrian Barbeau will be appearing all 3 days of the show. Adrian, of course, is well known to horror fans for her roles in a number of John Carpenter films. She played the role of Stevie Wayne in the 1980 film The Fog. She also starred as Maggie in the 1981 film Escape from New York. The following year, she played the role of Wilma Northrup in George A. Romero's directed Creepshow. Adrian also played the voice of the computer in Carpenter's 1982 fan favorite, The Thing, plus so many other great roles. Get tickets and more information at monstermania.net. We have this update to the Full Moon Tattoo and Horror Festival coming to Nashville, Tennessee. The Nashville Full Moon Tattoo and Horror Festival is celebrating 20 years, April 7th through the 9th at the Sonesta Airport Hotel. Our next guest was a mainstay in The Walking Dead as Aaron. Red Skull and Ultron in various projects connected to the Marvel Cinematic Universe, and has voiced numerous characters on streaming television series Invincible. Please welcome Ross Marquand to the show. More information at Full Moon Inc., INC. .net. We have this news from the Dark Hour Haunted House in Plano, Texas. Get ready to experience the ultimate adventure at Leprechaun Lights Out. Let Dark Hour take you on a thrilling journey into the world of banshees and leprechauns for a fully immersive experience you'll never forget. Will you survive and win the pot of gold, or fall to the cold touch of the blood-curdling banshee? Leprechaun Lights Out is a one-night-only event Friday, March 17th. Don't miss your chance to be part of this unforgettable adventure. Get your tickets now. More information at darkhourhauntedhouse.com. We have this update from Horror Hound Weekend coming to Cincinnati. We are thrilled to announce that Giancarlo Esposito is set to attend Horror Hound Weekend, March 24th through the 26th in Cincinnati. Giancarlo has been on fire as late with stunning roles in such television series as The Mandalorian, Breaking Bad, and Better Call Saul, The Boys, and Once Upon a Time, as well as voicing Lex Luthor in the Harley Quinn TV series. In cinema, Giancarlo Esposito has appeared in a slew of memorable features, including Do the Right Thing, Stargirl, Maze Runner, The Jungle Book, and King of New York, among many others. Giancarlo has even popped up in a number of fun horror projects over the years, including the Shudder original TV series Creepshow, Grey Matter, The Hunger, and Maximum Overdrive. Tickets and more information can be found at horrorhound.com. We have this from Haunted Hills Estate in Uniontown, Pennsylvania. Grab your gold and turn green with fear at Haunted Hills Estate Screen Park's St. Patrick's Day Massacre, returning March 17th and 18th. Make your plans now to experience two St. Patrick's haunted attractions, the 3D Twisted Shamrock. Meet the Leprechaun Clown and see what's in store for you. Will your shamrock have faith, hope, love, and luck? Plus, the Trickery House. Meet Patrick. He's a trickery spirit who simply cannot help himself. He welcomes you to share a night of mischief. Tickets for St. Patrick's Day Massacre are on sale now at hauntedhillsestate.com. We have this from Bennett's Curse Haunted Attraction in Dundalk, Maryland. Bennett's Curse presents The Curse of St. Patrick for one night only, March 18th from 7 to 10 p.m., located at 7875A East Point Mall in Dundalk. Get more information and tickets at bennettscurse.com or curseofstpatrick.feartickets.com. We have this from the Wells Township Haunted House in Brilliant, Ohio. St. Patrick's Day weekend presents our Lights Out Tour with small, intimate group sizes. One glow stick per group, and you're in total darkness with no tour guide. You're on your own. You must sign a waiver as well. The box office is open from 6 to 11 p.m., and the doors creak open at 7. Get more information at facebook.com/Wells Township Haunted House fan page. We have this from the Shattered Nightmares Haunted House in Terre Haute, Indiana. This March, Shattered Nightmares invite you to fear the leprechauns. We will be opening for another very special St. Patrick's Day haunt, March 17th and 18th, from 7 to midnight, with more leprechauns than you've ever seen. Admission's only $15. Get more information at their Facebook page, facebook.com/Shattered Nightmares Haunt. Staying in Indiana, we have this from the Evansville Horror Con in Evansville, Indiana. Join us March 11th and 12th at the Evansville National Guard Armory for the scariest event of the year. Raptor Con presents Evansville Horror Con. Come enjoy all things creepy with this one-of-a-kind horror convention, featuring celebrity guests, unique vendors, panels, horror movie screening room, paranormal and supernatural, and so much more. Meet CJ Graham, Miko Hughes, Scout Taylor Compton, Christopher Hart, and many more. Tickets are on sale now at evansvillehorror.com. We have this from Castle Blood Haunted Attraction in Monessen, Pennsylvania. Join us for St. Patrick's Weekend at Castle Blood for a Halloween-style tour full of Celtic legends, folklore, and, of course, monsters. Feel free to wear holiday, Irish, or Scottish attire. No eye-covering masks, though. Happening two nights only, March 17th and 18th, groups will be limited to no more than 8. Please arrive at least 15 minutes before your scheduled time to check in. Get more information at thecastleblood.com or their Facebook page, facebook.com/Castle Blood Haunted House. We have this news from Infernum in Terra Haunted Attraction in Wheeling, West Virginia. Announcing our Blackout St. Patrick's Day Haunted House No Lights event, March 10th and 11th from 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. both nights. Tickets are available on site and they're only $15 each. Get more information at their Facebook page, facebook.com/InfernumInTerraHaunt. We have a little hiring news, this time from Darkside Haunted Estates in Middlesex, North Carolina. We are hiring for the 2023 haunt season. Our first meeting is March 11th from 2 to 4 p.m. Come join our haunt crew and be part of one of the scariest haunted houses in North Carolina. Our season runs Friday and Saturdays from September 22nd to November 4th, plus Halloween nights. If you have questions, email logan.bdfarms@gmail.com or visit facebook.com/DHEHaunt for a link to apply. We have this from the Night Terrors of Effingham Haunted House in Effingham, Illinois. Our St. Patrick's Day event will be held March 10th and 11th from 7:30 until 11:30 p.m. Only $20 general admission, $18 if you bring canned goods, and a $17 if you're in the military, with a ID, please. Located at 2019 South Banker Street, Village Square Mall in Effingham. Get tickets and more information at their Facebook page, facebook.com/Night Terrors of Effingham. And finally, we have this update from Halloween Horror Nights in Orlando, Florida. This comes to us via InsideTheMagic.net. Halloween Horror Nights will be celebrating its 32nd year during the 2023 season. Throughout the year leading up to the Universal event, fans enjoy speculating and sharing rumors of possible houses, IPs, and layouts. Two rumored houses have supposedly been confirmed, and the first speculation map for this year was just released. One of the rumors you'll hear this year is that it will once again be a Universal Classic Monsters-themed haunted house. Since Halloween Horror Nights 29 in 2019, the Universal Monsters have featured in some capacity each year, with almost all of them included in 2019. The Bride of Frankenstein having a house in 2020 and 2021, and Dracula, the Mummy, and the Wolfman being placed together in 2022. It seems as though Universal could be continuing the classic monsters thread again this year, with Dracula and the Phantom of the Opera rumored to be sharing a house. Last year's monsters concept was Legends Collide, with the three monsters battling it out and a different victor every night. If the rumor is true, this year could see Dracula and the Phantom in a similar fight. Also rumored is another Horrors of Blumhouse attraction, another house that has been featured in some way since 2017. This year's mashup is said to be based on the Blumhouse hit Insidious and the recently released Megan. The map includes the latest confirmed houses, as well as Chucky, which was confirmed by Halloween Horror Nights last year, and Krampus, which has been hinted at throughout the parks. It's still early in the season for too much to be confirmed, so keep an eye out for the latest updates and information on what to expect for Halloween Horror Nights 32. As always, we will keep following this story and bring you updates as we get them. And that wraps up the news for this episode. Stay tuned for the interview here on The Big Scary News. Do you need fog or snow for your haunted attraction or theatrical event? Are you looking for that perfect haze effect? How about scents to give your haunt that extra realism? If you answered yes to any of these, then you need to head over to froggiesfog.com and check out their line of world-famous frog juice, haze juice, artificial snow, and bubble juice. Whether you're a home haunter buying a gallon a year or a major theme park buying 25,000 gallons a year, you can be certain that your satisfaction is their highest priority. They have everything you need when it comes to the highest quality fog and haze fluids. If you're looking for that perfect low-lying stage fog, the longest-lasting water-based fog, the right haze juice for your machine, a bubble juice that outperforms the rest, or a snow juice that evaporates after floating 30 feet, Froggy's Fog has that and so much more. Froggy's Fog also has scent additives that are compatible with any water-based fog, haze, snow, and bubble fluid. For more information, visit froggiesfog.com. That's froggiesfog.com.
Hey, this is Tater. Come buy your fog from me, because if you don't, I'll be homeless.
Hello, everybody. Drew Badger here. We are live at Transworld in St. Louis and hanging with all the cool kids. And, of course, they don't come any cooler than the Right Reverend Tommy Gunn of the Freak Show Deluxe. If you remember, a couple of years ago, we had a roundtable of terror about freak show performers, and he was one of the guests along with another, and lots of interesting stories. If your haunt does a sideshow, a carnival, some kind of a circus theme, you need to have an old classic Coney Island-esque type sideshow performance guy. And of course, they don't get any cooler than Reverend Tommy Gunn of the Freak Show Deluxe, based out of Hollywood, California. Sir, it's been way too long since we've seen you.
Way too long, but I'm really excited to get to see you here at the Transworld Haunt Convention.
Now, you have recently relocated to St. Louis here, so I guess this was just kind of a hop, skip, and a jump for you, which is why this is your first one since Chicago days.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Yes, the last Transworld that I attended, I was actually running a haunted attraction as part of the theater that I was managing in Ohio, which is how Freak Show Deluxe got started. That was way back when it was in Chicago. So that was 2001, 2002.
It's been a while.
It's been a while. So it's really been a thrill to be here now to see how far things have come since then, because it's really come a long way.
Yeah, I would say so, with, you know, literally hundreds more vendors and just so much cooler stuff out there. I mean, just the technology itself.
Unbelievable.
It's amazing.
You know, the big thing with the technology is because it's come so far that now, with a much lower budget, you can get those just wonderful special effects that you couldn't get before. And my favorite has always been animatronics. And that you can get all, I mean, for your house, for Halloween, you could get an amusement park worthy animatronic, and it's not going to break the bank, and you are going to have a great time with it. Have it greet your trick-or-treaters coming up to your house, if that's what they want, and you can get phenomenal ones. That the price, it's going to last you a while, and it's going to give you some great opportunities if you're a haunter to make money, which is what I like to see as well.
Absolutely. You and I were commenting on one of the sign companies out here and talking about neon versus LED, and the LEDs were just fantastic, last better, and all that stuff. But we're not here to give a plug to all the companies out here. We're here to talk Freak Show Deluxe. You guys have been around for, oh gosh, I've known you almost 20 years, so I know you guys have been around forever.
We celebrated our 20th anniversary a couple of years ago, and we had planned a big tour or everything, but then the thing happened.
Yeah, so.
And that kind of ruined that. But we've been around that long. We're still having a great time. We got great shows and great people, and we're just having a good time. We just want to get out there and have as much fun as possible.
And some of the people I remember seeing you back in the early days have moved on to bigger and better things, or smaller and better things.
Smaller and better.
But you keep a rotating stock of really cool performers, fire eaters, blockheads, bed of nails, jumping and dancing on glass. Lots of things involving swords, lifting heavy objects with, shall we say, different body parts. It's a crazy, crazy thing. But it definitely makes an impact in your haunted attraction if you want to bring in something like this.
It's true. We've been doing, of course, amusement parks. That's how you and I met, for a large number of years. And to have the difference in the professionalism of, and I appreciate that you said a Coney Island style show. So it's that bit of creepy and sort of seedy, lowbrow humor
that we all love.
But it's still so family friendly and acceptable that it works. And we've been still creating our shows for each individual client and customer that we have. So for the past number of years, in the midst of doing other parks, we've been at Six Flags Frontier City in Oklahoma City for like the past 11 years. And it's it changes a little bit every year. We've worked really hard with them to just make sure they're having a great time. And they've always been very, very happy. That was the thing, the recent general manager, a new general manager is coming to place. The general manager who just left said, hey, tell everybody, you know, Six Flags Oklahoma City, our feeling is that it's maybe Freak Show Deluxe is maybe a little expensive, but every dollar is worth it. Every good review, every person it brings into the park, the fan base that comes year after year to see us. They're just so great.
Now, you know, you don't only work at this amusement park. You do everything from Beverly Hills birthday parties all the way up to, you know, I don't even know how big the sky's the limit. But how does somebody get in touch with you? Let's say, you know, I have a haunt and I want to maybe do a little special. Maybe it's my 10th or 20th anniversary and I want to do a special event for a long weekend, you know, clowns and circus and whatever, or not, and just want to have some really very different entertainment than I usually have. What's the easiest way for people to find that out?
If they go to freakshowdeluxe.com is our website, freakshowdeluxe.com. There is a link there that you can ask for more information, but it tells you pretty well, and the site is always changing, so come back often, that it tells you what's going on, and of course, all of our social media, which is the @FreakShowDeluxe, Facebook, Twitter, Tinder, Farmers Only. You can find us all on all those. Always swipe right for your Freak Show Deluxe.
So are you guys planning on appearances anytime in, say, the next 2 to 3 months, or as we move into the spring and summer?
Actually, we have the Steampunk Symposium coming up just outside in Cincinnati. That's coming up pretty soon, as well as we'll be at Eastern New Mexico University. If you're a student there, be ready for that. And, of course, let's not forget, we're at Six Flags. We've got some other events, both private and public, that we're doing. But we're available, and that's, I think, the big thing. Because what a lot of people don't know, Freak Show Deluxe is a sizable company. We have a core company of fantastic performers, and we bring in special guests. But I've had as many as 4 troops out on the road at the same time. So doing shows simultaneously in different cities with different people, still at the high level that people need to see, is not a problem. So if you're thinking, oh, I don't know, you know, they're busy at Halloween, I can't use them, give us a call, because I bet I can get you an amazing show. And it's our people and it's our show.
Now that kind of leads to an interesting question. If I was somebody that had a talent, maybe I worked well with reptiles, maybe I, you know, could put a drill bit through my skull, maybe I could, you know, lie on a bed of nails or do some weird thing with fire, you know, fire dancing or otherwise, and I wanted to maybe join a group or audition for a group such as yours, is there a particular vetting process or anything that you have to do? You can't just walk in and say, hey, I do this, you're hired. I assume that's the case.
That is, yeah.
But, well, you know, when you say you have up to 4 different troops, or, you know, do you pull local in those areas or not? But if I was somebody that did some kind of wacky, crazy thing, and I wanted to see if that was something that met your standards, how would I go about doing that?
If you can drop me an email to thomas@freakshowdeluxe.com, or again, go to the website, send through the link there to send me a message. Freak Show Deluxe is always auditioning new people. We like to vet everybody, make sure that you're good for what you do. And we have very rarely been disappointed. I have met some amazing people. We have also had people who've come up to us at a show. Like, once we're done, we're doing meet and greet afterwards. Don't come up in the middle of the performance and do stuff.
Do
no, don't do that.
Unless
but,
you're waving a 20 and a stapler.
A 20 and a stapler? Now we're talking.
There
all right.
Go.
Or a $100 bill. Everyone always wants to know what you get to staple with a $100 bill.
It's family friendly.
Right, it's family friendly. But when I say, do you got a $100 bill? If they do, then they get to find out. But if you don't waste my time. But show us, because we met a couple people. We met a guy after a show who demonstrated to us, like, just something that he could do. And I'm like, hey, do you want to work? I got something you can do. And I sent him off to a thing, and he was phenomenal and still working with us right now. I mean, that's the kind of thing. And we have a wide variety of performers, from magicians to, you know, sideshow performers, burlesque, aerial, acrobats, circus acts. All of that is entirely doable. I think many people maybe have a confused idea of what sideshow is, and they think it's maybe limited to certain things, and it is not. I mean, we've even had live musicians who perform with acts and performances that are happening. So we are always on the lookout for wonderful personalities and great talents. And hey, if you got a wonderful personality, we will teach you how to do things.
Excellent.
So
once again, folks, freakshowdeluxe.com. Hit them up with a contact if you're interested. Check out their calendar, where they're going to be coming down the road. They're coming back to Oklahoma during the Halloween season, but they're not against going and performing at your event. But see inside for details, so to speak.
Absolutely.
The Right Reverend Tommy Gunn, always a pleasure, my friend. It's been way too long since we've seen you. But once again, folks, check out the Freak Show Deluxe. Coming soon, hopefully, to a place near you. My name is Drew Badger here at live at Transworld on the trade show floor, and we're out.
We'd like to thank the Ghastly Ones for laying down the tunes for this show. Also, we'd like to thank once again Froggy's Fog for being our title sponsor, froggiesfog.com. Make sure to check out the Big Scary Show next week for even more news, music, rants, phobias, interviews, the Round Table of Terror, and so much more at our redesigned website, BigScaryShow.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook, and stay on top of everything happening in the world of haunts, horror, and Halloween. Once again, this is Drew Badger saying good night.